Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 1st, 2022. Field of Kindness. In the news, the rescuing hug. In 1995, a pair of twins, Brielle and Gary Jackson, were born 12 weeks premature. Each weighed only about 2 pounds. One of them was not expected to survive. At 3 weeks old, one twin went into critical condition. Her heart rate was soaring. Her oxygen level was dropping quickly, and she was turning blue. The nurses tried everything, but nothing worked. They were about to lose her. Then one nurse, Gail Kasparian, decided to put the stronger twin next to her sister in the same incubator, a novel procedure that has never been done before at the time in the US. The standard practice at that time was to place twin babies in separate incubators to reduce the risk of infection. Once the twins were together, the baby snuggled up to Kairi, the stronger twin. As soon as Kairi put her arm around her sister, the vital signs including breathing and heart rate of the weaker twin instantly stabilized. They called this the rescuing hug. Without this rescuing hug, the weaker twin baby wouldn't have survived. The hug has helped change medicine in the US. Comment: from that, some scientists drew the conclusions that if we could, with such pure, childish intention, hug a sick person or treat another person like that, then there would be no diseases. My response: in general, this is true. It is necessary to create a field of kindness in which all of humanity will be placed. Then, of course, there will be no problems. Question: so this case is really conclusive? Such pure natural warmth? Answer: here, yes. There is pure nature here. Question: we are all so dirty and egoistic in this world. Can we at least get close to that state? Answer: not in an easy, natural way. It needs to be explained and shown, and we need to work with it. But humanity has other tools for realizing the evil of its egoistic nature. Instead of pushing others away, bring them closer and embrace them. We can convince people that this is for good, that it is necessary. Nature gives us such examples. There would be no life without it. It's not simple that one life is born within another. The embryo should be in the mother for 9 months. What a long term! How many weeks? How many lunar months? Question: is the baby in such a state, like this one twin sister hugging the other? She is growing in such care and warmth. Answer: yes. Moreover, there should be the same cosmic relation, like the moon and the earth. This all goes according to the lunar calendar, according to the lunar months. Once upon a time, women had their usual monthly flow all together, at the same time. That was the impact of the moon. Then all this was obscured, egoism was shattered into many more parts, and this did not happen anymore. Once, the female body worked in accordance with nature in a single cycle. And further egoistic shattering led to the fact that the relationship between everyone became worse and worse. Question: how to at least come closer to such a state? I really want to treat someone else like this. Answer: we need to understand that we are in a single mechanism, that we are nourished by a single upper force, and we must take into account that only by the right relationship with it will we come to the correction of our own nature and the whole world, and discover the upper state for ourselves. Question: and then we can have such a relationship with each other? Answer: yes, of course. We will feel that we are all together in the same uterus, that embrace each other, and that there is no difference or distance between us. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 11, 2021. Become a slave of the House of Israel. Question: what does it mean to become a slave of the House of Israel? Answer: it means subjecting yourself to the quality of bestowal and love. The house is a vessel, kli, and Israel, Yasharakel, means straight to the Creator. Question: What does it mean that a person instructs the Creator to do something? Answer: sometimes this can happen because the Creator wants it. As it is said, "My sons defeated me." If a person himself, through his own efforts, strives for correction, for the purpose of creation, and adds everything from himself that is possible, then this is how it appears. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021. The property of Lot, inducement to contact. Question: why was Lot not destroyed? What is this property? Answer: Lot is a relative of Abraham. The scanty absence of participation in Lot for others does not lead humanity to a state where it cannot be corrected. Although he was in Sodom, he still accepted the aliens, treated them differently. And such a motivation in a person, when he can somehow make contact with others, deserves correction. Therefore, Lot remained alive. But his wife did not. She looked with regret at the place she left, and therefore, turned into a pillar of salt. Comment: your teacher Rabesh writes that it is the wife that is always associated in a person with the desire to receive. My response: yes. This is the same desire of Lot, but still not his first nine sephirot, but his malkhut. Question: Lot in the semantic translation is a curse, klala. What was his curse? Answer: the fact that he still worked to isolate himself from others so as not to be in contact with anyone or anything, but since he nevertheless comes from the root of Abraham and has a connection with this common root, then he can be saved. Therefore, they deliberately entered Sodom to get Lot out of there. From CapTV's Spiritual States, December 7, 2021. Three points on a stable foundation. Comment: you said that cruelty is not a good quality and that a society built on cruelty cannot survive. The most enduring property of nature is mercy. However, you say that by helping others, we will not help them and we will not fix anything. There is a certain contradiction here. My response: I do not see any particular contradiction in that. What does helping others mean? If we give something to someone, are we really helping him? This is the problem. If we show mercy and release, say, a murderer or a robber, we do not perform any act of mercy and we even perhaps cause irreparable harm to the world. I always imply the deeper essence of the problem and our actions. The property of mercy is not the property with which you can correct the world. The world is generally corrected by means of what is called the middle line. When we juxtapose two lines, right and left, the property of mercy and the property of judgment, and they can together be directed toward the likeness of the Creator. In order to raise any action, any property, any idea, to the correct level, to a stable foundation, we need three points, three legs of a table. This is the minimum. The essence of the three legs is as follows. We are given the property of bestowal and the property of reception, and we must apply these two properties correctly. How can they be correctly juxtaposed against each other? Where should there be more mercy and where are the properties of judgment, restrictions? To beat or not to beat, to execute or to pardon? For this, we must necessarily reveal the Creator. When we combine both properties and direct them to the Creator, He gives us a clear guideline on how we can correctly internally juxtapose them. And then we develop. That is, we need three points, two so-called angels, two forces, reception and bestowal, and they are in us. But the most important, the third point, is that we need the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is given to us, only so that we can understand Him. But He is revealed to a person only to the extent that the person wants to receive an example of how to realize internally his likeness to the Creator from Him. From CapTV's Close Up. Fate and the Book of Zohar, February 5, 2010.